How is everybody doing this morning? Guys, it is Monday. Can you believe this? Monday, believe it or not, it's my favorite day of the week. It's the new beginning of a week. So regardless of what happened last week, regardless of if it was a bad week, a challenging week, maybe things didn't go exactly the way we wanted them, we can start fresh this morning with a new attitude, with a new plan. So who's ready to start a new week with the right attitude? All right, all right. So today I thought about talking about some closes because I know that we need closes. It's only 6 days left, by the way, guys. 10 cars in 5.5 days, done. You're going to sell 3 on a Saturday. If you come in prepared, if you have your appointment set up, if you confirm your appointments, if you make sure your managers call you, hey, man, call my appointment, man. Hey, Flo, please call my appointment. Joseph, would you call my appointment just to confirm, man? Because they sounded kind of iffy. They sounded kind of wishy-washy a little bit. Would you call them and maybe just give them that little extra push, Alex, please, and just make sure that they come in? Because when I call them, I say, well, hey, sir, I just want to let you know I'm so excited to meet you, Mr. Mercury, on Saturday when you come in to look at your Tahoe. And he says, well, Alex, what are you talking about? Well, I'm one of the managers, and Joseph told me that you're coming in on Saturday. Well, I told him that I'm going to try. Sir, trying, the word trying doesn't even exist in the Korean dictionary, sir. What happened last time you were trying to fall asleep? It didn't work out too well for you, did it? So, Mr. Customer, what time can you come in? Sir, you would be missing out if you didn't come in. Let me show you what I can do because I'm a Mexican, not a Mexican. I'm an American, not an American. So let me show you. I want 10, 15 minutes of your time, and I'm going to make it worth your while. Attitude is altitude, guys, okay? So if you come prepared, you have your appointments, you do all the right things, you're going to win. We don't have to talk about it, guys. We don't have to be fancy. We just need to execute. Okay, so now we're going to write down, what is my plan? In other words, how am I going to get this done? What do I need to do? What am I doing now that's not working that I need to change immediately? I need to make more phone calls. I need to be more excited. I need to come in and make more appointments. I need to make sure I'm confirmed. I need to push every customer to a worksheet. I need to get better at negotiating. I need to be friendlier. I need to know more about the cars. Who here is honest enough to say, you know what? I lost the last car deal because I didn't know enough about the car. You ever had that happen to you? I have. I remember selling cars and had a customer that was all wanted to know a lot about the vehicle, and I didn't know enough. I wasn't prepared. And you know what? I lost the deal. What manager is honest enough to say, you know what? I probably didn't make that deal because I didn't know every program. And there was probably a bank out there that would have done this deal. But because I didn't know the program, it cost me the deal. Who wants to be honest enough like that? You know, it's brutal honesty, but it's the only way we're going to get better. That we say, you know what? It was me. It wasn't circumstances. It wasn't the banks. It wasn't anything. It was me. The process is in place. The marketing is placed. It's in place. The customers were there. My salesperson had a great attitude. They went out there. They executed. But I was not prepared enough. I didn't show that customer a lease. I didn't think about tax savings. I didn't think about, man, so many things that you might have missed a deal because of it. So we got to be prepared. Okay. All right. So be prepared. Know what your plan is. 5.5 days, guys. 5.5 days. The clock is ticking. We're done. Are you going to waste your time? Are you going to just let the days pass by and just sit there and be depressed because you know you're not going to have a good month? You know you're barely going to make a check. Why do that, guys? Come in with an intensive attitude. Come in here with obsessiveness of, hey, I got to make phone calls. I'm not going to fail. Hey, you know what? I'm going to make 15 calls, and every single one of them is going to say what? Why are you freaking calling me, Alex? Leave me the hell alone. I ain't want to talk to you, man. I don't care if you're on TV or nothing. You annoy me anyway. I don't like your commercials. Okay? You're silly. You're goofy, man. I don't like you. I like the other commercials better. The series, hi, come and see us, guys. We're family. But anyway, so my point is this. Regardless of what I hear, I'm going to keep calling. And every single phone call, it's going to be a new beginning. Hey, how you doing, folks? Mr. Marquez, how are you today? Man, so good to hear your voice this morning. Man, isn't it beautiful outside? Nice and foggy. Man, I love foggy. It reminds me of Seattle. It's beautiful outside. It's a gorgeous day, sir. And because it's such a gorgeous day, I decided to call you today. You know why? Because you're a special customer and you're special and even more special. Your trading is even more special. What I mean is the vehicle that you own, Mr. Customer, it's a vehicle that we need. We desperately need. Guys, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And if you have that intensity and that attitude, you're going to do amazing. It's just that excitement. That's what's going to keep selling you cars. Well, you have to have that same excitement and intensity when you're making phone calls. Let me tell you guys, I've done this. Sitting in my office, making calls like a robot, freaking sucks. I mean, you're falling asleep. You can't even stay awake doing it. Anybody feel me on that? It's horrible. It's like, man, that's why when you say, hey, you made your phone call. Yeah, man. Oh, here we go. I'm going to fall asleep doing this. Because, I mean, you look at that list and you start like all the letters look, you know, like blended. You're like, oh, my gosh, this is horrible. But if you have the right energy, the right excitement, you're going to be able to pick up the phone and bam. So 5.5 cars. What is your plan? 5.5 days left. What is your plan? 10 cars, 8 cars, whatever the case may be. We got thick skin, right? Who's here? Who's got thick skin? You got to have thick skin in the car business, guys. If you don't have thick skin in the car business, and man, if you guys only saw what I experienced when I first started, this is nothing. But anyway, all right. So today I'm going to talk to you, okay, about some closes, okay? I got a few closes here that I'm going to read, okay? First of all, it's going to be the rate close. You ever had a customer ask you, hey, Alex, what's my rate? What's the interest rate? Anybody have that? Raise your hand. Would you guys say that's a problem sometimes, a rate? Yes? Okay, perfect. All right. So this is what we're going to tell customers when they say, hey, what's my rate? What kind of rate can I get? We're going to say, Mr. Customer, we use every lender in the state of Texas, okay, including every credit union. Who do you currently use right now? So he says, oh, I use UFCU. Oh, wow. That's my credit union as well. Okay, that's great, Mr. Customer. We have access to them as well, okay? There's a couple of options in the area that are cheaper than what you currently have now. Okay, let me go see and provide you with all the best options. Worst case scenario, Alex, we can always go with your bank. You see, Alex, we only offer financing as a convenience to you. The reality is we don't care how you pay for the vehicle as long as you pay for it. Ha, ha, ha. There you go. The rate is no longer a problem. I don't have to tell this guy 18% over the phone. I don't have to tell him 16%. I don't have to tell him anything. I don't have to tell him, oh, well, I've seen him as low as 3.9, sir. Well, guess what? He's a 500 beacon. He ain't going to get no 3.9. So why put yourself in that situation? Why put yourself in a position where it's going to become a problem later? So this is called the rate close. I'm going to say it one more time. Mr. Customer, we use every lender in the state, including every credit union. Who do you currently use? Who do you currently use, Colby? United Heritage. Okay. We use them as well. Okay. They're amazing, by the way. And say that, okay? Please. Say we use them as well, and they're amazing. Make sure you compliment their bank. Please do that. Wow. We use them as well, sir. They're amazing. They got amazing rates. I got a lot of customers that use that credit union as well. Okay. There's also a couple of options in the area that are actually cheaper than what you currently have right now. Okay. Sign here and let me provide you with the best options. Worst case scenario, Kobe, we just go with your bank. Are you okay with that? That sound good to you? Is that fair enough? Make sure you're asking them that. Is that fair enough? Super cheesy, super old school, super corny, but people love cheese. People love corn. People love cheese. People love corn. HEB has the same clothes as us. We surveyed 5,000 people that came into the store yesterday, and we asked them what were the top two ingredients or top two things that you wanted to buy, and they all said cheese and corn. So people love cheese and people love corn. So be cheesy and be corny every single time. So Mr. Customer, is that fair enough? That's fair enough, Alex. Fair enough. All right. Perfect. Okay, that is called the rate close. All right, so one thing I think you're not doing enough is when you're writing a customer up on the worksheet, and this is just something super simple. This is just like basics of car selling 101. This is something that you should be doing, but we don't do. You start writing your worksheet in front of the customer, guest sheet, worksheet, write-up, whatever you want to call it. And where it says name, It says name. You just automatically write Alex Flores. You have this guy's driver's license. You've been talking to him. How do you spell Flores, sir? With an S or with a Z? Please don't ask me that. But okay, with an S. Okay, of course. Okay, it's not Flores. It's Flores. Okay. So anyway, how do you spell Flores with an S? Perfect. But instead of saying that, you should say, Mr. Flores, whose name, okay, will be in the paperwork? Your name or you and your wife's name as well? That is what we call a trial close. It's very important that you do this, guys. I know. Cheesy, corny, whatever you want to call it. It makes a difference. It gets you a step closer to the sale. It's assuming you're doing. In fact, here it is. Here it is. There it is. The golden nugget for today. Can you guys, what have we heard all our lives? Don't what? Don't what, Kobe? Don't do what? Because you make an ass out of yourself, by the way. Don't assume. Who's heard that before? Don't assume because when you take the word assume, one side says ass and the other one says you and me. So we're going to make an ass out of ourselves. Ever heard that before? Okay, yes. In this business, ladies and gentlemen, we have to do nothing but to, guess what? Assume. You got to assume what? The sale. You got to assume what? That your customer wants to drive the car. You got to assume what? That you can get on finance. You got to assume what? That they can pay the money. You got to assume what? Everything is about assuming. Because you are already believing before it even happens. That's what faith is about, right? So I'm going to assume that this customer is buying a car. So I'm going to say, Mr. Customer, Mr. Alejo, who just joined us, how would you want this vehicle to be titled? Who's going to be in the paperwork? Just you or you and your wife? It's something so simple yet so big. Have you ever heard of the little things make the big difference? That's one of them right there. Who's committed to start doing that every time? Just get used to doing it. It's not that hard. It is not that hard. It's going to make a difference. It's going to become a habit of yours. Something that you don't even think about just doing, and it's going to make a big, big difference. So, Mr. Customer, how would you like this vehicle to be titled? Who's going to be in the paperwork? Just you or you and your wife? Perfect. It's just natural. It's just normal. But it's assuming because right there, the customer says, well, wait a minute, paperwork? I ain't doing no paperwork. I'm not buying anything. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Willis? What you talking about, Willis? What am I talking about? What do you mean, what am I talking about? What you talking about? Okay, because we just test drove this car, and you told me it's the right car. You told me it has all the right features. What you talking about, Willis? How about that? Okay. All right. So, okay, paperwork close. Okay. Ooh, here's a good one. Spouse stall close. Notice it says stall because it's only a stall. It's not really an objection. Okay. Customer says, hey, Colby, are you ready to do business, Colby? Talk to my wife. Come on, man. Kind of a man at you. You got to go talk to your girl. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's not how you do that. Okay. All right. He wants to talk to his wife. Hey, Colby, how long have you been married? 12 years. Man, congratulations, Colby. No wonder you've been married for a long time because you consult with your wife before making a big decision like this. Colby, wow. Hopefully one day I can be more like you, player. Because that's amazing. The fact that you include her in every decision, that's incredible. That's what partnership's all about. I'm not reading off the script by any way. I'm just going off what I know. That's amazing. So congratulations, Colby. But guess what, buddy? You're still buying a car without consulting today. No, I'm just kidding. No, but you really are. So great job. Congratulations. Okay. But, okay, now I'm going to go off the script. Okay. What if your spouse of your partner, Colby, says no? Okay. I actually know this one. Okay. What if she says no? Are you still going to buy the car, Colby? Right. But if she told you, do not buy this car, Colby, whatever you do, do not buy this damn car. Are you still going to buy the car? Be honest. Come on, man. Give me your man card. Say what? No, of course not. Okay. No, I can't, bro. I can't do that. I ain't trying to sleep on the couch for 2 months. I ain't trying to. No. I've already been married 3 times. I can't do this again. Okay. I can't do it. I got it. She says, no, I ain't buying it. Okay. Perfect. All right. Good. Okay. Then I need your okay here. Oh, wait. No. Okay. So now that she said no. Okay, perfect. So you've been married. Great job. Congratulations. Okay, Colby, Let's assume she says no. What if he says this? Think about it. I know I'm a little bit over the place. Let me bring you back. Pay attention. I say, what if your wife says no? Would you still buy the car? What if Kobe says, well, she won't say no. Now, remember, this guy just told me that he wants to talk to his wife. But now he says, well, she won't say no. Okay, then what's the problem then? If she won't say no, that means you guys consulted this. That means you guys talked about this. Yeah, that means you guys have a budget in mind. That means you guys sat down and said, hey, we can afford this much. Let me ask you this. Have you ever had, and I know it happens every once in a blue moon, but would you raise your hand with me right now and tell me most of the time that a spouse is here without the other spouse knows that they're here. They know they're looking at a car. They talked about a budget. They know what kind of car they're looking for. They pretty much know everything that they want. Raise your hand if that's the answer. So when they say they want to go talk to their spouse, they already did. They just don't realize it. So we're here to remind them that. So he says, well, no. She won't say no, Alex. She won't say no to the car. Don't buy the car. Okay, well, then what's the problem? Okay, well, you know what, Kobe? Let's do this. Let's just pretend that she says no. How many people on the call? Because Flora's trying to get in. 96. Good job, guys. 96. Got to get here early, guys. You get here late, you can't get in. All right. So if she says no, what do you think your wife will say no to, Colby? Will she say no to the car? That's the number one thing. I don't like the color. Alex, you better not buy me that red car. I told you I don't like red. And you always do this to me. And you go into dealerships and they put you together and they offer you these deals and you don't have to drive that ugly ass red and I do. And I'm embarrassed about it. Do not buy that red car again. I told you I didn't want no two-door. I want a four-door, Alex. The car, would she say no to the car? Would she say no to the monies? Okay. Would she say no to the term, the payments, the down payment, the trading, the amount finance? What would she say no to? What would she say no to? If I offer you a job right now and I say, hey, here's an opportunity. Here's where the job is. Here's how much it pays. What do you think? If you said no, it said, Alex, I politely say no and I appreciate it. I'm going to have to turn it down right now. I'm going to ask you, well, no problem. I appreciate that. Can you tell me why not? Well, Alex, it's just too far. I just don't know that right now. It's a time for me to change. I mean, you're going to give me a reason. There's always a reason, true or false. So we have to find out. You guys have to get better at salespeople to do that. Because you see what happens right now. We got the music playing. We got the Cumbia Kings out loud. Yeah. Woo-hoo. I mean, at both showrooms. I mean, every single day, nonstop. I mean, the energy's up. We go out there, and the customer says, no, thank you, appreciate it. And we're like, oh, all the way back to the sales office. Dang. But the energy's great, okay? So don't stop doing that. Don't stop doing that because energy is amazing. All right. So we got to figure out why not. So I want you to write that down today. Why not? Okay. And then why else? And then why else? And then why else? And why not? And why not? And why not? Dad, I don't want to mow the lawn. Okay. Why not? Because my leg hurts, man. I can't. My knee's messed up. Okay. Dad, I don't want to go Six Flags this weekend. Why? It's supposed to rain, Dad. Supposed to rain. I really want to ride Superman and they're going to shut it down if it's raining. I ain't trying to go around the merry-go-round all day, okay, and get wet for no reason. I don't even like the lemonade there. So whatever the case may be, I need to know why not and why else. Make sense? All right. So we did the paperwork close where we asked the customer, how would you want a title? We did the spouse call. Mr. Customer, how long you been married? 15 years. Congratulations. That's amazing. Let me ask you this. If your wife said no, what do you think she would say no to? New people, you guys need to learn this. And not just learn it, but master it. Because you're going to overcome a lot of deals like that. They're going to say, well, I think she would say no to the money. I think she would say no to the car. All right. I think we got time for one more. Here we go. Oh, I like this one a lot. Oh, this is good. This is good. This is good, ladies and gentlemen. How many times have you ever had a customer say, well, I think the payments are going to be too high. I don't think I'm going to buy it because you probably can't even get the payment where I want it. Raise your hand if anybody heard that before. All the time? Yes? Okay. All right. Here it is. Here it is. Mr. Customer, you ready? If the payments are not agreeable, we wouldn't expect you to buy the car. Simple. Mr. Customer, don't worry. If the payments are not agreeable, we don't expect you to buy the car. But we're not going to let it be a stall or stop us from moving forward. You follow me? So the customer says, hey, I don't even know what the payments are, Alex. They might be too high for me. Mr. Customer, if everybody go like this with your hands like this. If the payments are not agreeable, we don't expect you to buy the car. It's that simple. You're not happy with it? Hey, you ain't got nothing to lose. Okay? If the payments are not agreeable, we wouldn't expect you to buy the car. Okay? I am confident, though, that our local lender can provide us with options that will make your monthly payments agreeable and affordable. Now, that's fancy right there. I am confident that our local lenders will provide us with options that will make your payment affordable and agreeable. That's amazing. I love that. Who likes that? Who likes that? Anybody?
Let's go.
Let's go, baby. Mr. Customer, you know what? If you don't like the payment, we don't want you to buy it. We don't expect you to buy a car that you don't want. We don't expect you to pay for a car that you can't afford. How could you do that? If you can't afford it, you can't afford it. It is what it is. But Mr. Customer, I got good news for you. I am confident, keyword is confident, that we have some local lenders that will provide us with options that will make your payment not only affordable, but also agreeable. Ooh, that's amazing. You like that, Colby? You sure? Okay, Colby likes it. I got the approval of my nerd over here. All right. Okay, here's a good one. Here's another payment-related close, okay? This was called Payments to Figure Close. I got this off Grant Cardone, guys, and I kind of read them, but I got my own version of it. I got my own little Latin spice kind of version of it, okay? So get your own damn version. Be original, guys. Don't just copy people. Don't be like a damn monkey. Don't be like a robot and just copy somebody. Oh, I'm just going to start wearing a lapel, and I guess I'll start selling 500 cars. No, that's not how it works, okay? Be original. I'm going to put a pocket square and I'll be number one in the nation. No, that's not how it works either. You got to be original, okay? And you got to learn how to do this stuff, okay? All right, take the time. Payments to Figure Close. It says, Mr. Customer, until you and I come to an agreement on the price, the product, and the terms. Ooh, I love this one. Oh, this is good. This is good. All right, Mr. Customer, Alexa. Until you and I, it has to be you and I, girl, okay? You complete me, okay? Got this? So until you and I come to an agreement on the price, number one, the product being the car, okay? And the terms, meaning the payments, how long we're financing, how much you're financing, everything, okay? Until all that happens, you will not need to concern yourself with payments, because there won't be any. You like that, Colby? That's strong. That's good. All right. So the guy's like, well, what's my payment? This is for the customer that's saying, what's my payment? What's my payment? What's my payment? Alex, what's my payment? How much is the payment? And I'm outside and I go, yo, D, how you doing, D? I like your glasses, by the way. Hey, D, until you and I, Papa, come to an agreement on the price, the product, and the terms, you won't have to concern yourself with any payments because there won't be any. Let's find out the right car first. That's, guys, okay, so let me explain something to you. I know I'm being silly, and I do this so that I keep you entertained so you don't fall asleep, by the way, okay? That's why I do all that. Trust me, I would love to just sit here and read a script for you and just talk normal. That's a lot less exhausting for me. But I do this so that you won't fall asleep, because as it is, I got Renee looking at the ceiling, people like over here looking at their phones. Okay, it happens, right? Imagine if I wasn't entertaining, what would happen? Okay, we would all, the lights would start going off. Everybody's just like, we just shut off and all right, I'm going to sleep. But anyway, I know I'm being silly and entertaining and all that, but the reason, but the serious part about this, seriously, here it is. Guys, you are out there every single day in front of a customer. Can I put it into logic for you? Because I know there's a lot of logical people out there. You chose a career path. That career path is sales. In order for you to get paid in this industry, in sales, you have to do what? You have to sell. If you don't get a customer to say yes, then your paycheck will say no. Okay? So for me to get customers to say yes, I need to know, what do I need to say? It's very important, guys. That's why I go over all these things with you. Trust me, I'm about to go talk to General Motors on December 3rd. I know what to say. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for you. So that when you're in front of people, you know what to say. You know what to say as far as, Mr. Customer, I understand how you feel. I felt the same way until I found out. That until you and I come to an agreement together on the product, the price, and the terms, you won't have to concern yourself with any payments because there won't be any. I already memorized it, guys. I'm not reading it right now because it's so important. Mr. Customer, we use every lender in the state of Texas, including credit unions. Which bank do you use? Well, I use UFCU. Wow, Mr. Customer, we use them as well. They're amazing. But there's a couple of other options that have a cheaper money than what you already have. But worst case scenario, we can always just use your bank. We don't care how you pay for the vehicle as long as you pay for it. If you start using these things, guys, do you realize that your closing ratio will go to 70 to 80%? If you start talking to people on the phone and say, Mr. Customer, like, I mean, I sit here and I do it like an idiot. And some of you guys just look at me like, ah, you got your hand on your chin. You're like, oh, God, is this thing over yet? Oh, God, what a waste of time. This is so horrible. And you're doing this. And I'm like, bro, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're leaving so much money on the table because you're not taking the time to learn it and say, you know what? I need to learn these things. I need to learn how to overcome a customer that says, Mr. Alex, it's $40 more than I want to pay a month. Well, Mr. Customer, let's reduce that to the ridiculous and let's break it down to 30 months. That's about $1.13 a day. So it's better to live rich than to die rich. You work hard. You deserve it. You telling me you can't afford $1.13 a day? Guess what? I just bumped the customer $40 a month in 84 months. That's another $4,000 in gross. That's another $1,000 in your pocket. Paperwork close. Bank close. Rate close. How to make a proper phone call. How to go out there and take an up properly. How to keep the right attitude. How to be thankful. We talked about that at the beginning. How to stay grateful, because the three keys to success, I told you, my wife told me, is gratefulness, humbleness, and consistency. You have to have those three, period. End of the story. And that's it. Mic drop. We're done. You have those three, you're good. Always be grateful. People that are grateful do good in life. I've never seen anybody be grateful and have a miserable life. Never. Because they're grateful. They're grateful. They're grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Man, I'm grateful. Regardless, I've seen people get blessed and blessed and blessed and have so much. And they're still not thankful. You ever met people like that? They're still complaining. They're still bitching. Oh, well, that's not enough. Oh, well, that's not enough. Oh, I'm more. Man, I need more. No, man, be grateful. Be grateful. Because a grateful heart is a transformed heart. A grateful soul will truly do. We can all say all the fancy stuff. Everybody can do that, guys. That's why I always dog that, by the way. If you ever see me dog people that just talk, because that's all it is. It's just lip service. I can memorize stuff off of YouTube, guys. Okay? It's not about how many times you get hit. It's about how you get up every time. Get hit 7 times, but get up. You're Adrian. Oh, man. But what is that? What if I'm not doing that? What if that the first time I get hit one time, I'm done? The first time I get an up, and it's a 400 beacon. I spent 3 hours with him and I really thought I had a deal and it doesn't happen. I'm crapped out for the next of the day. But in the morning I was going, Adrian, yo, Adrian. So we have to live what we say. So all these things that I go over, guys, are for you. If you're in sales, you're in front of people, you want more yeses, you have to get really good at this. The way you pick up the phone, your demeanor, how you shake a hand. Well, right now we can't really do that, but how you make eye contact with your customers. I mean, who sat down and thought about, okay, I'm going through a pandemic, I'm wearing a mask now. How can I still be effective with a mask on? How can people see my emotions? What can I do? How can I show people that I'm smiling? How can I show people that I'm grateful with a mask on? You ever thought about that? I think that's important. So what do I need to do? I need to be more animated, even more. Because now people are really, really wanting, hey, I want that connection. I want that engagement. I want you to tell me the right things. I want you to ease my concerns, Alex. I want you to make me feel like, hey, I came to the right place and you're going to take care of me. It makes all the difference in the world. Who's agreeing with me this morning? Can I get an amen? Okay. Please, guys. Please come to this training with the right attitude. Please come to this training saying, hey, I'm here to learn today. I want to be a sponge. I don't go to the meetings because I have to. I get to go to the meetings. I get to hear a guy that came from being at the bottom. And he's become very successful at it. And he's willing to take the time to teach us how to become that. I don't need any trophies. I don't need any pats in the back. I don't need any attaboys. I'm saying is, take it for what it is. Take it for what it is. As great as Kobe Bryant was, man, I never saw him teaching other teams and his team players how to be Kobe. And I love him. Rest in peace. He was amazing in so many things. He helped so many children. He did so many amazing things. I have a lot of respect for that man. I quote a lot of his stuff. But I'm saying that's not typical. That's the first person that came to mind. Somebody very successful. Somebody who did such great things in life. A great father, a great husband. A lot of respect for that man. But let's talk about maybe whoever out there, Tiger Woods, whoever it is, they're not sitting there teaching. Tiger Woods is not sitting there showing Phil Mickelson, here's how you get the Masters. He's not going to do that. It's not very common for that. So if I'm willing to sit down with Renee, if I'm willing to say, hey, Jason, let me show you Milo, Carla, Mr. Mercury, Eddie Martinez, Hunter Norwood, take it for what it is. And my system is proven to be bulletproof. You've never worked at a dealership that had a soul line. Never. Never. You never heard of pushing to a worksheet as much as you heard it here before. Ever. You never heard of coaching an offer ever in your entire life as much as you heard it here. Ever. So learn it. Master it. You never heard anybody even train about how to get a proper payoff sheet and say, what's your current payment a month right now, Mr. Customer? And go, wow. How did you get your payment so low? Why? Because it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference just doing that little step right there. Or saying, Mr. Customer, how would you like this vehicle to be titled? It's the little things that make a big difference, guys. So let's master it. We got five and a half days to go. We wrote down our plan. Or you're going to write down your plan. We didn't actually do it, but we're going to ask ourselves, what is my plan and how am I going to achieve this? Let's go make it happen today, guys. So what's the plan? We got plenty of cars. Inventory is not an excuse anymore. Are we calling every single customer, Renee? Every single customer follow-up? Are we doing one-on-ones with every single salesperson every single day and looking at every single customer opportunity, every single trade-in? What are we tracking? How many appointments did you make? Who came in? Who didn't come in? Did we confirm them? How come they didn't come in? How did we fail? What customers came into our store that we couldn't take a turn on? What customer left upset because it took too long? Who couldn't we get approved? Why couldn't we get it approved? Did we have them on the right car? Did we need to switch to a different car? Did we call the right banks? Can we call a bank that may be open this morning? That is, the devil is in the detail, ladies and gentlemen. And this makes all the difference in the world. If we all do this, how many phone calls are we making? How many texts are we sending today? How many videos are you going to make today? Some of you guys are going to come to work today and not make one video. Not one video. That's crazy. In 2020, we got to do that every single day. So have a plan and just go make it happen. It's easy. Here is the good news. We're going to show you how. We're going to give you a blueprint to success. Okay? We're going to show you what it takes to win every single day. The question is, are you willing to do it? And are we going to inspect that you're doing it? Because to me, I would be doing you a favor if I was inspecting what I expect. Would you agree with that? If every single day I would talk to you, I would look at your results, I would watch you, I would train you, I would make sure that you're, when you fail, hey man, you fail, it's all good. This is what you did wrong. This is what we need to do different from now on. And we keep working at it. We keep working at it, just like you do at the gym, just like you do on a football field, just like you do anywhere where you want to become better. That's how it works. That's what it looks like. It's not about being fancy. It's not about sitting there and going, oh, I got the blueprint. I know what it takes. And you just got to do silly commercials and people will come. No, no. You got to do more. We got to put in the work. Who's ready to put in the work? Okay. Who feels extremely thankful this week? I hope you do. And let's just go make it happen, guys. Let's work together to achieve the goals that we need. Because you got to be humble, grateful, and consistent. Very, very important. See, consistency is every single day. And it doesn't take people yelling and screaming, hey, what are you guys doing? You guys are not doing it. What's wrong with? No, it takes, okay, what's the plan? What do we need to adjust? Let's make it happen. Let's ensure that it happens every single day. And that's how we're gonna win. Everyone watching this morning, if you can see me on your screen, I'm here to tell you this morning, you can sell 20 cars a month, make 15 plus, transform your life, become a better person, become a true professional, a professional, not just a cheesy salesperson, not just a corny salesperson, a true professional where you're organized, where you have a plan, where you're disciplined, where you're committed, where you're obsessed, where you believe in customer service, where all these great things are happening in your life. I promise you that that's the truth. It's okay, guys. I love it when I see people on the weekends and they're enjoying and they are fancy brunches and they got, you know, all these pictures of like champagne and they're enjoying life. Man, that's amazing. I love that. I love seeing that because, okay, it's the fruits of your labor. You're enjoying them. But when you're here, we got to remember, how do we get to enjoy that? Why? What made that possible? What made it possible for us to have a warm home during winter, like David talked about? What made it possible for us to be able to help our mother out when she was in need? What made all those things possible? I mean, I hate to say it, but sometimes, in fact, it's not sometimes. The number one reason for divorce is money, finances. And I'm not saying that if you have money, you have your happy marriage, because I'm the living proof of that. That's not true. So, but what I'm saying is, I am happily married, but that doesn't mean you're happy just because you have money. What I'm saying is, it does make everything a lot easier. You can deal with your problems without having to deal with money. And that's a win right there, in my opinion. Who agrees with me on that? So let's go out there, guys, and let's go make it happen. We're here. You're here 8 hours today. You're here 10 hours today. As a manager, you're just going to sit on your desk all day and tell stories and talk about your trips and talk about, you know, your watches and your wines and do fancy meetings and fancy meetings? Or are you going to say, you know what? I'm here to execute today. Let's go. Let me get out there and let me talk to some customers. Let me walk around, make sure that stuff's getting done today. Let's put a goal in place and let's make it happen. I'm not leaving today until we make it happen and accomplish what we need to accomplish. All right, guys. Thank you all. God bless you all. Have a great, great day. And go make it happen. Let's go.